सनातन शिव शक्ति मंदिर श्री गंगा जी दर्शन. It's going to be on Wednesday, 27th of May. Call 713-278-9099. The timings are from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Aarti at 7 p.m. That was from Sanatan Shiv Shakti Mandir, Gangaji Dashera.
And the address is 6640 Harvin, and the phone number to contact is 713-278-9099 and 361-243-6539.
ISKCON of Houston present 1 year anniversary of Sri Sri Radha Giridhari's installation, Sunday, May 17th at 5 p.m. Abhishek class, Kirtan, Julan feast, hosted by the Vedic Dharma Society, located at 1320 West 34th Street in Houston, Texas. The number there is 713-686-4482.
Heritage classes, Asirvad's heritage classes in KT Cypress, Switzerland, for kids 4 to 18 years, meditation, yoga, slokas, stories from scriptures, Vishnu Sahasranam, bhajans, competition and fun activities, adult meditation classes as well. Register at www.asirvadablessing.org or Sri Rawla at 281-995-0930. Hare Krishna Dham, Houston's original Vedic temple, ISKCON of Houston at 1320 West 34th Street, zip code 77018. Daily darshan and aarti times are 4:30 a.m., 7 a.m., 8:30 a.m., 12 noon, 4:30 p.m., 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Sunday festivals 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Weekly Gita classes for adults, call 281-433-1635. Or HareKrishnaDham at gmail.com. Vedanta Society of Greater Houston, 14809 Lindita Drive, 77083, has classes every Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, first and third Sunday, Bhagavad Gita, second Sunday, on works of Swami Vivekananda, fourth Sunday, Holy Mother Sharda's Gospel, fifth Sunday, Swami's of Ramakrishna order, visit to conduct retreats and lectures. You can call 281-584-0488 for more information. And that's all the announcement we have this morning.
पे जनिया ढुमक चलत रामचंद्र.
The another Ma is Ma Lakshmi, which is a gentle goddess of wealth and prosperity. Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth, so naturally she is quite popular, but she provides not only material wealth, but also good health and a joyful family life. She was born from the milky ocean, seated on a lotus and holding a blossom in her hand. In Hindu art, she is fully breasted, broad hip, and smiling kindly. She wears red sari, and coins rain down from two of hands. In her other two hands, she holds lotuses, representing the spiritual gift she bestows. She is often shown seated in a lotus and being anointed by two elephants. Her vehicle is the white owl. Lakshmi's husband is Vishnu, who meets out punishments, but Lakshmi is kind and always intercedes with Vishnu on behalf of her followers. In this role, she might be compared to the Blessed Virgin Mary in Catholicism. Although Mary is a saint, not a goddess, she is believed to ask Christ, the righteous judge, to go easy on her devotees. According to Hindu mythology, Vishnu has manifested himself in human form 10 times. In each of his incarnations, his wife Lakshmi has accompanied him. She was Padma to his Vamana, Sita to Rama, Rukmani to Krishna. The love stories of these divine couples are among the most beloved tales in Hinduism. Lakshmi is worshipped by many modern Hindus, usually in the home every Friday and on festival days throughout the year. She is also highly revered in Jainism.
Yeah!
Parvati, wife of Shiva, mother of Ganesh. Parvati is the dark-skinned wife of Shiva and mother of Ganesh and Skanda. According to Hindu tradition, Shiva was once married to Sati. Tragically, Sati committed suicide by jumping into a fire, and Shiva could not be consoled. The distraught widower never wanted to marry again. However, years later, a young woman named Parvati, daughter of the mountain, committed herself to living an austere life of meditation to win over Shiva. She meditated in the Himalayas for years, not budging through divine rain, blistering heat, or elephant stampedes. But one day she heard a child cry in suffering, and she immediately sprang up to help. But it was Shiva testing her resolve. She had failed the test, but he was so touched that she would give up what she desired most, to help someone in need, that he took Parvati as his wife. By some accounts, Parvati was Sati in a former life. Parvati is depicted in art as a mature and beautiful woman, usually with Shiva. The tantras are written as a discussion between Parvati and Shiva.
जिसके चरणों की सुधा स्वयं पिए भगवान, दुख नाशक संजीवनी नव दुर्गा का पार, जिससे बनता भिक्षुक भी दुनिया का सम्राट, अम्बा दिव्य स्वरूप उज्ज्वल है आकाश, दुर्गा परम सनातनी जग के सृजनहार, आदि भवानी महादेवी सृष्टि का उसके कटे कलेश, जो भी विपत्ति काल में करे दुर्गा जाप, पूर्ण हो मन कामना भागे दुख संताप, उत्पन्न करता विश्व की शक्ति अपरंपार, इसका अर्चन जो करें भव से उतरे पार, दुर्गा शोक विनाशनी ममता का है रूप, सती साध्वी सतवंती सुख की कलानूप,
जय जय दुर्गे माँ, जय जय दुर्गे माँ।
विष्णु ब्रह्मा रुद्र भी दुर्गा के बुद्धि विद्या वरदानी सर्व सिद्धि प्रवीण, लाख चौरासी योनियां से ये मुक्ति दे, महामाया जगदम्बी
That was Durga. Durga is a fierce warrior goddess. She is depicted in Hindu art as riding on a lion or a tiger. Brandishing a variety of weapons and attacking the buffalo demon Mahisha. Her battles against evil are told in the popular Hindu text Devi Mahatmaya, Mayam, Glory of the Goddess, and it is said that hearing the stories cleans one from sin. Kali, the scary one. In Hindu myth, Kali sprung from the forward brow of Durga when the latter could not defeat the demon Rakabja. Every time Durga struck the demon, drops of blood would fall the ground and from another demon. Durga was getting frustrated, but Kali took care of it. She stuck out her tongue and caught all the drops of blood, then ate the demon right up. Kali's name means she who is black. She is generally depicted half naked with a garland of skulls, a belt of severed limbs, and wavering, scary looking weapons with two of her 10 hands. She is often dancing on a posture Shiva, who took up her almirly. Two of Kali's hands are empty, and in the mudras, gestures of protection and fearlessness.
जिससे जन्मों के मिटते पल में ज्ञानैकम् वदन गुह माते मलय ध्वज पांड्य संजाते ಸ್ವರ ಲಯ ಗೀತ संपन्न सार्वभौमे शशिमंडल मंगल श्यामे सकल भुवन सार्वभौमे शशिमंडल मंगल मामा पनीर दाप पाम गम पामा नीलमा सानिद पद श्यामे सकल भुवन सार्वभौमे शशिमंडल मंगल नीद नीद दाप पम पाप नीद पम ग पम नीद मा सानिद पम अनिद श्यामे सकल भुवन सार्वभौमे शशिमंडल मंगल सा 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 नीद निस
Namaskaram, Vanakkam, Suprabhadam. This portion of the radio program is brought to you in part by Sri Meenakshi Temple. Sri Meenakshi Temple is located in Pearland, a Houston suburb near Hobby Airport. You're all welcome to visit the temple. Ashtotra Archana can be performed on a walk-in basis. You can also sponsor the puja online at www.emeenakshi.org. The first song we played is Amate Malayadvaja Pandya Sanjate. Is dedicated to Goddess Meenakshi as a mother. As the Malayadvaja Pandya's daughter, she is the Mata, the universal Mata. Mata means mother. A very special connotation of Mata is given in many, many of the Hindu scriptures. And in Devi Mahatmyam especially, the glory of the goddess. It is a Hindu text, Victory of Goddess Durga over Demon Mahishasura. And the song that I just now played also has an excellent significance that it is composed by Mysore Maharaja, Maharaja Jai Chamaraj Odiyar, the latest of the king clan that ruled over the state of Mysore or Karnataka. And also it is a purely Sanskrit, beautiful lyrics written in Sanskrit. Most of his composition, he was a very highly cultured scholar as well as a great Hindu devotee, and he is the one who composed this beautiful song. I'm going to play yet another song on his composition, but let me now bring you the upcoming events of Sri Meenakshi Temple. I'll also be joined shortly from one of the board of directors of Sri Meenakshi Temple who will be calling today to make some announcements. MTS cordially invites you to MTS graduation puja, which will be for high school graduates, college and postgraduates. Be blessed by the presiding deity of the temples on Sunday, May 17th at 11:30 a.m. Assemble at the main temple at 11:15. Following the puja, we will gather at the cafeteria room for a get-together. Lunch will be provided to the graduates and their families. For information, you can contact Mahesh Iyer or G.N. Prasad or Padma Golla or the temple office at 281-489-0358 with extension 100. Hindu Dharma classes and spiritual satsang happen every Sunday between 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. and they discuss topics of principles, philosophy, practice of Hindu Dharma, rituals, meditation, Ramayana, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and teachings of several of the gurus. And this is a special satsang that happens every day, and in May they have every weekend, and they will have a special announcements periodically. You can also go to our website to see what is happening. The Hindu Dharma classes which will also be dealing with different Bhakti Yoga, Karma Yoga of the Bhagavad Gita. And for information, you can go to our temple calendar, puja or cultural events happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple. We are also performing one Atma Shanti Puja at Sri Meenakshi Temple, and I shall bring you that note shortly. Let me now bring you yet another song. This is by Sri, as I told you, Jai Chamraj Odiyar's, a beautiful song. And here it is, Sri Chamundeshwari. This is a composition that is going to be Chamundi Hills is one of the very sacred places in Mysore. It is on the top of a hill, and it is Goddess Chamundi, none other than the Universal Mother. Thank you. listeners. Good morning. We are having Mr. G.R. Prasad from Sri Meenakshi Temple, who's just now joined me to give us an update as to certain things that are coming up in Meenakshi Temple. As I already announced about the graduation puja, we are doing Atma Shanti Puja for the victims of Nepal. And Prasad, you're on air. Welcome to the program.
Namaskaram, Saraji. Namaskaram, listeners. Always very happy and very grateful for the opportunity to talk to you and to the listeners, Saraji.
Yes, go ahead. We are kind of happy that you periodically give us an update live on air. Thank you.
No, absolutely. And again, as you had mentioned, you know, today we have the Atma Shanti Puja for the Nepalese earthquake victims at 4 p.m. And that will take place at the Pradhanamurti Sanadi, you know, in the main temple complex inside.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that is, you know, we have our Nepalese association dignitaries and representatives coming there to join in the puja. And, of course, you know, the invitation is for everybody to join and pray for them.
Yes.
So that's on today.
Okay. And I just wanted to know, even my husband was asking me, you know, Tara, did you contribute to anyone? And I know that we are collecting purely funds. I know that the government of India or Nepal also requested, there have been plenty of clothing donation and so many things. So this is an offer that you're going to give it to the Nepali kind of president of that association who's going to streamline it?
Yes, absolutely. So there is two opportunities or two different ways to, you know, if your listeners are interested in being part of this, mm-hmm. two ways to do it. You know, at Meenakshi Temple, we have set up a separate portal to be able to, or one of the options in the portal is to be able to collect it directly, mm-hmm. and then we'll pass on to the Nepalese Association and work through them.
Okay.
And of course, Paper International is collecting right across the Houston and also the whole USA. And there is a link there, and we have sent again flyers to our database of listeners. And if anybody is interested, you know, they can go and check
so
out.
So, do they write the check to Meenakshi Temple and earmark it for the Nepali fund?
Yes, yes, absolutely. There is a special fund collection kind of channel that's been set up in the normal collection for the puja and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be pretty obvious, you know, once you go into the Meenakshi or the website, or if you've seen the flyer.
Directly you can go online and also contribute.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
And we got links to also to the Save International, so, you know, either way is fine. I mean, the idea is to make sure that we can streamline and correct and pass on to the through the Nepali, you know, official channels.
Okay, great. And about this graduation puja, you're having a special graduates puja.
Yes, absolutely. Again, Taraji, you are well aware through your long association with the temple. You know, Meenakshi Temple always, you know, kind of, you know, recognizes and makes sure that we give time to hallmark events like the graduation.
Mm-hmm.
So, as the high school seniors complete, and we have our own VHS, very credited school, of course, you know, graduates,
right.
But this is not just for the VHS, but for the whole community.
Mm-hmm.
High school graduates or college graduates, they can join for the graduation puja. Always nothing more auspicious than to have a puja to begin the new journey to the next phase in their life. So that will take place on Sunday, next weekend, which should be May
17th. Yes, at 11:30 a.m. And they all assemble at the main temple first at 11:15. Following
yes.
which, there will be a gathering at the cafeteria yes. room, and lunch will be provided to all the graduates and families.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Actually, it's interesting. Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting, you know. We had the Hanuman Jayanti on the day before, on May 16th, you know, for Hanumanji.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, so, and of course, you know, on the same day as the graduation puja, we have the golden group also for the seniors that's
MP.
Going on.
Oh, okay.
So, that's also on the same day. So, there is a plethora of activity depending upon what's interested, you know, which group you're
okay.
interested in.
Sure. And 1 minute, let us spend on this annual fundraising banquet. Main temple renovation project falls on May 31st. And
yes.
You're still having, I know it gets filled up very quickly, but you still
yes.
have a register to attend?
Yes, I would encourage, I mean, there are tickets that will be available at the venue itself on that day, but I would encourage you to go ahead and if you're interested in coming, and it is a gala event, as you know, there is a silent auction. there is a show and there is a beautiful dinner, and you know, it is really a nice evening. It starts at 5 p.m. onwards at the Kalyana Mandapam, and so tickets are available. And if you're a donor, of course, you know, you would have heard the communication already from our treasurer.
Okay. And you've got to information for RSVP also. I see Padma Golla to be corresponded by email to pad.golla, G-O-L-L-A, at gmail.com.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
If any of your listeners is unsure of anything, they can always go to the www.eminakshi.org website and find the information, or send us a note through there as well.
Okay. Thank you, Prasad. I appreciate it. And we will keep forwarding, announcing about these events, upcoming events.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Paraji, for the opportunity again. And thank you very much to the listeners.
Thank you. And I'll be probably coming to the Meenakshi Temple more so to meet Mother Meenakshi today, being a Mother's Day. And I want to wish your wife Prema a very, very happy Mother's Day also.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much for reminding me. In fact, you know, my wife Prema was right next to me, and she said, don't forget the Mother's Day. So absolutely a great Mother's Day for you, Taraji, and for all the mothers listening also.
Yes. Thank you. You're welcome. Have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, that is Sri Chamundeshwari, Devi Durga, and according to the Devi Mahatmyam, as I was talking, which speaks about the glory of the goddesses, the Hindu religious text describing the victory of goddess Durga against Mahishasura in the Markandeya Purana. It is one of the Puranas that composed 400 to 500 before Christ, authorship attributed to sage Markandeya. And also, it is said, Devi Mahatmyam is seen as an attempt to unify the Vedic male pantheon with the pre-existing mother goddess cult, possibly dating to 9th millennium, an attempt to define divinity as a feminine or female principle. The text synthesizes a number of pre-existing mother goddess myths of the Aryan and the non-Aryan origin into a single narrative. The position of the goddess is Shakti, power itself, beyond the patriarchal position as a consort of an eclipse of male deity. an important transition in the Hindu mythology. Also, there are links to aspects of this in Sankhya philosophy in the narrative. For the ritual rending purposes of similar subsidiary texts are appended before and after. A ritual reading of this text is part of the Navratri celebration, which is done in honor of the goddess. In eastern India, the ritual reading of Chandi part is common at several functions. And on Mahalaya, on the last day of the fortnight of Pitru Paksha, fortnight of the forefathers, recitation of Devi Mahatmyam signifies the beginning of Durga Puja festivities. Bengalis traditionally wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning in the Mahalaya day to listen to Mahishasura Mardhini in the voice of Birendra Krishna, and also they recite hymns from the scriptures. And Sanskrit Mahatmya is also known as magnanimity, high-mindedness or majesty, is a neuter abstract of Mahatman, which is a great soul. The Devi Mahatmyam is a Tatpurusha compound translating into the magnanimity of the goddess. Devi Mahatmya is considered as significant among the Puranas by Indologists. This is indicated in the early dates, and it was translated into European languages and also in English in 1823. And Devi Mahatmyam has been called the testament of Shakta philosophy. It is based on the root of Shakta doctrine and appears to be in Shakti doctrine. And it is one of the many commentaries are given, and we will probably bring about the glory of a mother in yet another song. And this is, which is a beautiful tribute to a mother and all the mothers out there. Wishing you on behalf of Sri Meenakshi Temple, this is Tara Narasimhan, wishing you a very, very happy Mother's Day. And let us listen to this Mahishasura Mardhini Stotram. And we will be back next Sunday bringing you this segment presented by Sri Meenakshi Temple. And have a wonderful week by the grace of the Lord. And the goddess Meenakshi, please do come to our temple at Pearland, or you can visit our website www.meenakshi.org. Sponsor the puja, as well as you can get the blessings. And have a wonderful week. And here we conclude with this beautiful rendition of Mahishasura Mardhini.